When your Christian family member is on their deathbed, will they say good night to you or goodbye? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 379, titled When Your Christian Family Member Is on Their Deathbed, Will They Say Good Night to You or Goodbye? Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Dr. Langdale of New York tells of a devoted Christian businessman who was struck by an automobile and rushed to the hospital. Doctors informed him that he had about 2 hours left to live. His faith in Christ was unshakable, and his faith was unshakable in the goodness of God in this life and in a future life in heaven. To him, death was only a gateway leading to the presence of God, to his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. His family was hurriedly called to his bedside at the hospital, and as he embraced each one as best he could, he had a parting word for them. He said, "Beloved," to his dear wife, "you have been the dearest woman in the world to me. Through sunshine and shadow, we have walked together. You have been my inspiration in all that I have undertaken. And many times I have seen the Spirit of God shining in your face. Good night, my dear. I'll see you in the morning. Good night." To his daughter, he said, "Mary, you are our firstborn. What a joy you have been to me. I see your mother reflected in you, the sweet and beautiful young woman who left her home to be the builder and keeper of mine. And what a fine Christian young lady you are. Good night, Mary, dear. Good night." He then turned to the oldest son, Will. "Will, your coming into our home has been an unmixed blessing. You were a manly boy, not effeminate. You have become an exemplary man. You love and seek to serve the God of your father. continue to grow in every Christian grace and virtue. Good night, Will. Good night. Charlie, the middle son, was next. Charlie had fallen under evil influences and had grievously disappointed his mother and father. But the dying man skipped him and spoke to the youngest child. He then called Charlie to his side. Rather, Gracie, your coming was like the breaking of a new day in our home. You have filled our hearts with music. When not long ago you surrendered your soul to Christ, our joy was full to overflowing. Good night, little Gracie. Good night. He then called Charlie to his side. Charlie, you were a promising boy, but I believe you know that you have disappointed your mother and I. You have followed the broad and downward road. You have not heeded the call of the Savior, but I love you, Charlie. God only knows how much I love you. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye. Charlie seized his father's hand and between sobs cried, "Father, why have you said goodnight to the others in the family, and you said goodbye to me?" The father said, "Son, I will meet the others of the family in the morning. Because of the promises in the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that assure us of a reunion in heaven. But by those same words of God from the Holy Bible, I have no hope of seeing you over there. It is goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye." Charlie then fell on his knees by the bedside of his father. He cried out in the agony of his soul, praying that God would forgive his sins and make him a new man in Christ. "Do you mean it, Charlie? Are you sincere, Charlie?" "God knows that I am," said the broken-hearted young man between sobs. "Then God will hear you and save you, my son Charlie, and it will not be goodbye to you. So good night, my son, good night." And in a moment's time, the father was gone on up a little higher to heaven. Today, Charlie is a preacher of the gospel. Oh, dear husband, wife, father, mother, son, daughter, loved one, when the shadow of death falls and you go to sleep, will it be to those who love you just a short good night? Or will it be goodbye forever in the flames of a dark hell? Only you can make this everlasting choice. Dear friend, Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." God's holy book, the Holy Bible, says in John 14:1-3, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The Holy Bible states in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you want to be saved today? Simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, to take away your sins. For he is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world, and all you have to do is trust in him. Pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. Repeat after me what we call the sinner's prayer. Just mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments, for I have taken your holy name in vain. I have dishonored my parents, disobeyed my parents. I have lusted after people and things before. I have lied before, and I have stolen things before. That's just five of your Ten Commandments that I have broken. I have broken many more. Have mercy and grace upon me, for Jesus Christ's sake, your Holy Son, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, and please forgive me of all of my sins. I realize that I deserve to go to hell because of my crimes, but I'm asking you to have mercy upon me because of your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. I trust in him. I believe in him. I receive him. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil life, and give me the assurance of salvation in my soul. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus Christ, if you have decided to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. What to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ is the door. Beloved, the tract this podcast is based on is published by Gospel Tract Society, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word and God's gospel to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel tract online at gospeltractsociety.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.